This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
It's AT Explained. I'm Matt Largy. People have strong feelings about weirdness. Austin made a name for itself on weirdness long before Portland stole it. The Keep Austin Weird motto is on everything from t-shirts to bumper stickers. The phrase has been remixed countless times for clever business names or slogans. But whether Austin is really still keeping it weird is a topic for debate. KUT's Ben Philpott lays out the case for and against it.
There's plenty of evidence on both sides. For every pocket of weird in the city, there's a new corporate chain from California moving in across the street. But before we get to that debate, let's go back to the origin of Keep Austin Weird. It was the year 2000. Local librarian Red Wasnick was at home, listening to the radio. Then he picked up the phone.
I was making a donation to your rival radio station, KOOP. The person taking the call said, well, why are you donating to this? I said, well, it helps keep Austin weird.
And there it was.
And the phrase clicked in my head, and I said that to my wife, and she said, well, let's get bumper stickers made, which she did. And it very slowly took off.
Slowly, that is, until about 2 years later, when a couple of local businesses wielded the message as a weapon. The Battleground, 6th and Lamar. The Combatants, Waterloo Records and Book People versus Borders, Books and Music. The one-time national chain got city incentives to move into a giant development across the street. It was seen as a threat to the two Austin retail institutions. But just as all hope seemed lost, Wasnick says the stores came up with a plan.
They tacked on support local business to keep Austin weird and started giving out bumper stickers, and they won. The city backed off, and Borders didn't build.
From there, it was off to the races. T-shirts with Keep Austin Weird began popping up, with the names of a local business on the back. For Waterloo and Book People, it made such a difference that the owners began preaching the gospel of keeping it weird to other cities.
So these other places have kind of adopted it, you know, and with the idea of supporting local business. So Johnny Appleseed.
But Wasnick says don't be confused. It originated here and only here with his call to co-op radio. So that's how it all began. But is Austin still keeping it weird? That's the question posed as part of our AT Explained project. But the question really can't be answered with a yes or no. After all, weirdness is in the eye of the beholder. So instead of trying to come to some scientific conclusion, I thought we'd hold a little debate. We'll look at it from three angles: size, opportunity, and meaning. Let's start with the easy one. Has Austin's size and rapid growth taken away any and all chance for weirdness?
My name is Karen Richards, and we're nature's treasures, full of weirdness.
Richards owns this place, the largest metaphysical rock store in the country. Her 14,000 square foot campus right off I-35 includes minerals, rocks, crystal bowls.
Originally, supposedly, the crystal bowls were created during the Atlantean time.
Yes, crystal bowls just like the ones made in Atlantis. So I think you'll agree her weird credentials have been established. And Richards says Austin's weird doesn't stop with her metaphysical megastore.
And I don't think Austin getting any larger makes it any different. We just get weirder.
But there are plenty of Austinites who disagree. I met Daniel Calisi after putting out the call for a rebuttal on Twitter. The Lanier High School teacher and New York native has been here a couple of years. He used to live in LA, but fell in love with Austin while visiting friends and decided to move here. He gives a couple of examples of the city's diminished weirdness, like Rainy Street.
Something that could have been seen as weird years ago. Wow, houses converted into bars. How unique. Meanwhile, now it's just home to huge apartment complexes being developed, gridlock with ride-sharing cabs.
And then Calisi says there are the lines.
I mean, everyone's in line for everything here, and that makes it far less weird. I mean, people line up for a $5 donut in Austin. Nothing weird about that.
Which brings us to issue number two, opportunity. Calisi says there are plenty of things to do. Just not weird things. His evidence? The annual Republic of Texas motorcycle rally.
That doesn't inspire weirdness. Quite the opposite. That's where normal people go or tough guys go to, you know, look tough. And if you're going to be weird in that area, you're going to be looked at as strange. And that's the opposite of Austin being weird to me.
You obviously haven't been here long. I mean, every weekend there's there's some kind of event that's really outside of the box going on if you just get online and ask around and pay attention.
Okay, issue number 3. Does Keep Austin Weird mean anything anymore? Khaleesi says no. He hears people say Keep Austin Weird all the time for what he calls all the wrong reasons.
What that's turned into is just something that a drunk bachelorette shouts from the back of a pedicab. Keep Austin Weird, baby. What does that mean to you at 2 a.m. in a pedicab? It's not true in essence anymore. It's just a catchphrase.
Catchphrases are easier than actually working towards weirdness. And let's face it, Austin has more pressing issues than staying weird. Transportation, housing, education, public safety. The city's rapid growth is dramatically affecting these areas. Karen Richards says those issues are just part of living in a big city. But that doesn't mean Austin is losing its weirdness.
The people are what make that. And we're still weird, so... We're always going to be weird here. It's just an embracement, I think. You know, it started that way. I don't think you can get rid of it.
Khaleesi just doesn't see it that way. In fact, he's leaving Austin. 2 years was enough. He's heading to Philadelphia, a town he admits isn't weird at all. But as if he's trying to burn bridges, Khaleesi has one final shot at Austin. He says the city is becoming too much like L.A.
Just the fitness lifestyle, the beauty, the glamour. It is here, just like L.A.
You're going to have to leave town now.
You've just compared Austin to L.A. I hope the moving truck is outside.
Not quite yet.
So there's the pro and con. Good arguments on both sides. But before you pass judgment, let's visit again with the man who coined the phrase Keep Austin Weird, Red Wasnick. We meet at one of the newer weird things in Austin.
We are at the Hope Outdoor Gallery over on Baylor Street. And this is a wonderful graffiti park. This is an example of something that's relatively new. It's only been here 5-6 years, I think. You know, people say, all the weird stuff's gone. Well, this is new.
You might be able to hear nail guns in the background, building a condo just across the street. Wasnick does worry about the cost of living forcing artists out of the city, but he says it's not just those full-time contributors to Austin's vibe that make the city what it is.
You get a lot of kind of, for lack of a better word, everyday people who are weirdos. You know, a guy who's a motorcycle repairman who plays in a band and, you know, does strange sculptures with bottle caps, you know, accountants who collect mannequins, you know, whatever. That's cool in Austin, whereas other places they might, you know, be looked at a bit askance. Here it's celebrated.
He says as long as those everyday weirdos can find a way to survive some of those dramatic changes in Austin, the city will be fine. And weird. Oh, and there's one other thing that may keep Austin weird, the fact that it's surrounded by the rest of Texas. This idea comes from a longtime Austin weirdo, John Kelso. You may have read in The Statesman that Kelso has had his voice box removed because of cancer, leaving the curmudgeonly, sarcastic, quick-witted, and brutally honest voice silent. But he can still write. Just a couple of weeks before his surgery, he texted me about this story. And here's what he wrote, as read by another of Austin's great weird voices, John Ailey.
Austin is weird by Texas standards. We appreciate unusual art, like the Tower of Junk, which in Lubbock would be considered, well, junk. We made an icon out of a man who stood in the center of town nearly bare-ass naked. Leslie has a plaque in his honor on 6th Street, like Davy Crockett or something. We read a lot of books. If you've got fingers in this town, you play guitar in a band. So if that's weird, we still are.
Is Austin weird? I don't know that I was able to answer the question. I guess all I can say is, at least we're not Portland.
KUT's Ben Philpott. We've got lots more in our series at atexplained.kut.org. You can subscribe to this podcast there or ask your own question for AT Explained. AT Explained is a production of KUT in Austin. I'm Matt Largie.